There is much questioning, speculation, and worry about exactly what the ghastly attack on Israel by Hamas means in terms of Bible prophecy. What it all means with regard to the rapture seems the prime focus of concern. Is this the beginning of the Gog-Magog war of Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39? Is the assault the beginning of a Psalm chapter 83 war? And, added to the subject is the question of Isaiah chapter 17 verse 1. Will Damascus meet its total destruction as part of things about to unfold, since Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and others within the IDF and Israeli defense officials have vowed immense retaliation? I certainly don't have the answers, at not least from a 100% knowledgeable perspective. But we can definitely postulate a bit based upon a studied view of God's word that involves future fulfillment of prophecy. We who believe in dispensational truth and accept the premillennial, pre-trib view of things to come know that what's happening is not coincidental. It all points to exactly where things should be if the world is at the very end of the church age, our age of grace. We also have a number of other signals pointing to the end of this dispensation, signals that the stage is being set for fulfillment of prophecies about what will immediately precede Christ's second advent. The globalist minions are trying to bring into being the new world order, which, we as pre-trib advocates know, will eventuate in bringing Antichrist to the world stage. These same minions are bringing to bear, in addition to AI and surveillance instrumentalities, a new monetary system of digital control involving computer satellite technologies that will give the man of sin the control Satan wants to exert over the peoples of Earth. Diabolist nations of history yet future are shaping up for their end times roles. Russia and China, for example, seem to be stepping into their destructive roles described in Ezekiel and Revelation. Wickedness and violence are ramping up, making cultures and societies around the globe like they were in the days of Noah and of Lot, while business goes on, particularly here in America, pretty much as usual. Religious amalgamation proceeds, melding, with the blessings of Pope Francis, into a common, end-times religious model of some sort that is yet to be determined. All the while, there is a falling away, an apostasy, amongst some of the mainstream denominations within Christendom. I use the word Christendom because I'm not referring to Christians, but to those with a false facade of Christianity. So, while things are coming together in the Middle East, surrounding and totally involving God's chosen nation, thrown into the milieu of developments is every other prophetic indicator for the wrap-up of history just prior to Christ's second coming. All ingredients for Daniel's 70th week are shaping up for the time Jesus said will be the worst ever, Matthew chapter 24 verse 21. All of this considered, my own thinking about developments in this ongoing devastation in Gaza is governed by Jesus' prophetic statement that I believe is perhaps the most important involving matters leading to the tribulation, Daniel's 70th week. The Lord's words that all things will be like they were in the days of Lot, Luke chapter 17 verses 28 to 30. By this, I mean that when an event as devastating as the destruction of all of Israel's enemies takes place, all semblance of business as usual will be out the window. The world will change spectacularly for the worse during that destruction and all that will follow, according to Daniel chapter 9 verses 26 to 27. 7 years of hell on earth will begin to rage, and all, business as usual, will be lost in the chaos. So, while the things we see developing now are profoundly troubling, the end is, not yet, as Jesus put it in his Olivet Discourse. There remain wars and rumors of war leading to the final dispensational era called the Great Tribulation, or the time of Jacob's trouble, the last 3.5 years of Daniel's 70th week. I'm convinced that although we believers might be here to see considerable warmaking, we won't be on earth to witness the end of the things we see going on now in the land that's destined to host the Gog-Magog War and Armageddon. Like Lot and his daughters, we will be taken, the Greek word paralambano, by force from this sphere slated for God's judgment. The force that snatches believers from the hour of God's wrath will be our Savior's call, come up here. Here yet again is how to hear that call, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10 verses 9 to 10. Source: Prophecy Line.